USA Radio News.
The Center for Disease Control and Prevention has updated its guidelines for fighting coronavirus, saying it would no longer recommend restrictive measures like quarantining after exposure to an infected person, social distancing, and testing to screen for symptoms. The decision to revise the suggested protocol stems from the recognition that the vast majority of the U.S. population has, at this point, acquired a level of immunity, either from vaccination or infection. Western countries agreed to continue long-term funding to help Ukraine's military keep fighting, saying 1.5 billion euros have been pledged so far and more is coming. It's been nearly 5.5 months after Russia invaded Ukraine. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Three people are dead after a house exploded in southern Indiana. Officials have confirmed dozens of firefighters responded to the scene after a blast had occurred.
Unfortunately, three victims died as a result of the house explosion, and our heart goes out to those families affected by that. No cause is determined at this time. 39 homes were damaged to varying degrees. 11 homes are uninhabitable.
That was the Evansville Fire Department chief. The cause of the explosion is currently under investigation. PPI remains very high.
The Producer Price Index program measures prices for everyday necessities. It remains at a multi-decade high. The Labor Department reported Thursday that its PPI is nearly 10% in July from the previous year. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
The House is expected to vote on a reconciliation bill titled the Inflation Reduction Act on Friday. The Senate passed the measure on Sunday with Vice President Harris casting a tie-breaking vote. The bill would head to President Biden's desk if passed in the House. AAA is reporting the national average for the price of regular gas is $3.99 a gallon. That's 80 cents higher than it was 1 year ago. But that's no problem, according to Democratic Senator Ed Markey from Massachusetts. He believes everyone should buy an electric vehicle.
We are going to ultimately say to the American people, there's no reason why you have to pay $4 or $5 a gallon for gasoline when you can have an all-electric vehicle that averages 75 cents for your payments. For your all-electric vehicle to be able to move you anywhere you want in our state or in our country.
The average cost of an electric vehicle is $67,000. Russian officials are negotiating with the United States over a prisoner swap to bring home Brittany Griner and Paul Whelan. The WNBA star and former Marine will be released in exchange for Victor Boot, a Russian arms dealer. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.